Are you a student in college? Are you stressed and anxious? Of course you are. Hi, my name is Owen, and as a college student, stuff can really suck sometimes, but we are not alone. This is why I started the College Unlicensed Therapist Podcast, a weekly podcast from a college student for college students to get you through the mental wear and tear of college. How's it going, everybody? And today we will be starting the second episode of College Unlicensed Therapist. Last time we talked about just general anxiety. It wasn't exactly college focused, but today we'll be talking about final season. So obviously that just finished up. And for most people, that is around the United States and around the world for colleges. So today I'll be talking about my college experiences in final season in specific, and a little bit about myself, where I go to college, obviously, to, you know, preface it so it makes sense what I'm talking about. And so that's what we'll be talking about today. So let's get right into it. So essentially, my name's Owen Tambor, as you know, from previous episodes, and I go to Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts, and I am a senior, a little bit behind, but I just finished up my finals, and it was pretty stressful. You know, I had lots of stuff to do, so just talking about how I got through it and, you know, some of the strategies and, you know, stuff you can implement. So some of the stuff that I've, you know, found most helpful, just starting off, you know, the really basic stuff is, you know, I am someone who doesn't have a great sleep schedule, but it's something I'm trying to improve on. And I think that really helps, you know, getting up earlier, you have more time to do your stuff, something I struggle with, admittedly. And, you know, if you get up earlier, you're going to have more time to do your work, obviously. So that's part of it. And another part is something that I do is, you know, you don't really want to do work on your bed. You know, you're going to be tempted to just lie down, you know, fall asleep, take a nap. So it's better to, you know, sit up at a desk, you know, get your back nice and straight and just do your work from there. It's also helpful, something to do that I've done a couple times, but I could do more often is, you know, you go to another setting, like a library space or a study space, a local library, school library, do your work there. A different setting helps you focus on your schoolwork and not be distracted, you know, by other things in, you know, your apartment or dorm now that are going to take you away from the work that you need to do for final season, that you need to do to, you know, finish your classes and pass your classes with a not necessarily flying colors, but just passing. And that's another thing. Sometimes it's just so important to just pass your classes, to be honest. You know, you just got to get it done at the end of the day. It's not all about, oh, you know, I need to get an A+. You know, you can strive for that, sure, but as long as you're keeping, you know, that grade point average that you need for a scholarship, for example, or you don't even have one, you're just trying to get through, you know, sometimes it's okay to just pass with a C or a, you know, a B. You know, you just got to pass the class at the end of the day. The credits count all the same. So obviously, you know, don't not try to get an A, but worst case, you get a C, you still pass the class. So it's important to keep that in, you know, that mindset is that, you know, you will get through the class. It's going to finish, you know, at the end of the day. And also, another really important thing is, I don't know how it is at every college, but I feel like in general, just me at Emerson College and other students, you know, college professors are pretty lenient. You can really, you know, talk to them. You can email them. You know, if you get on their good side, you can, you know, talk to them, you know, be like, hey, I'm going to be a day late on something. And they'll usually give you an extension. And you can talk with them and you can, you know, email and be like, hey, I have an 89.9 or something. Can you bump it up to an A? And they'll usually do it. College professors are not this, you know, big demon over you. They're usually pretty relaxed and they're not trying to fail you for the most part. Most like 99% of them, I feel like, in general, kind of a stereotype, but a good stereotype. So I feel like it's just not a thing that you need to worry about in particular. So I think it's important to just be talking with your professor and, you know, really vocal and communicative with them. I think that's so, so important. And that's what it's helped me. You know, I got an extension even on this podcast, you know, to get it done. So I think that's just an example in itself right now on the podcast is just talking about getting extension on this very podcast itself. And you can really get a lot of good connections from your professors as well, in general, if you keep a good relationship with them. Another thing is it's very important to take breaks. I mean, that's obvious, you know, you got to get your work done. But also, it's important to take a break. You can't just, you know, sit down for, you know, 4 hours straight and not take a break. You don't want to take a break. You know, I think I and other college students fall in the habit of taking breaks so often that they're really not focused. But it's important to take a break and, you know, talk to someone, you know, play video games, do something else that's not your work related. And this doesn't necessarily take away from time management. You know, you can still manage your time and take breaks. It's not impossible, obviously. So that's just another thing. And, you know, obviously I had a lot of, this is more just like advice in terms of not necessarily the mental side, but just in terms of getting your work done. But I think it's all really related. You know, all these strategies will help your mental health in final season, obviously, because if you're managing your time better and you're finding better spaces to do your work, your mental health will be better and you'll be able to do your work better. So, you know, the better your mental health will be in final season, you know, the better your work will be, the better your product will be, the better your grades will be, and the better you'll feel about, you know, the end of the school year, the end of the semester, for example. So, and in terms of just like the mental health stuff, your mental health problems are not going to just magically disappear as a college student in finals. So still going to be there, but not necessarily to ignore them, but you know, you can, it's not like you need to, sometimes you just got to push them to the side for the moment, just get your work done, but you can still, there's still stuff to deal with. You know, you can still take a mental health break, talk to someone that you need to talk to, you know, a friend, or if you have a therapist, talk to them, you know, still meet with them, and you still have plenty of time to get your work done. It's really just about having that whole day ahead of you to get your work done. I think that's just so, so important. And, you know, just some of the basic advice I have. And then, so just part of the, what we do in the podcast here and the College Unlicensed Therapists, we do a little bit of a thing called the breathing technique of the week. And last week it was just, you know, a basic, you know, breathing in and out, you know, the most basic breathing thing you can do, and that can help, during finals as well. But, sometimes what, I find helpful to do is just, you know, it's the thing, you just sit up, you just got to sit up straight, open up the airways and just let a whole big breath in, instead of just basic deep breath, really sitting up straight, you know, putting your hands on your chest, feeling your heartbeat and just breathing in slowly and breathing out, you know, all these things connected, you know, you'll feel like a chill go over you because you're relaxing. And that's something you can do to take a break from your work. It doesn't have to be super in depth or anything, but that's something you can definitely, definitely do when taking a break. So these are just some of the things, obviously, to do when you are in finals. And obviously, I think another thing just to really, I just thought of off the top of my head is motivation levels. So this is something that's going to waver for me and a lot of other college students. I feel like the motivation level is something that dwindles and really just like collapses at the end of finals when it needs to be higher. And what I do is I just kind of like, I've heard, you know, oh, it's better to do the hard things first in your finals. But for me, I honestly get the easier stuff done because it feels like at least I'm feeling like I'm making progress. For me, it's just about little steps on the final projects, final papers, et cetera, that you need to do. And just taking those little steps, you know, starting the paper, doing the small thing you need to do, and then building up to the big, you know, final product. And that's just, how I keep my motivation going, because, you know, obviously I feel like everyone is struggling in general, just like with motivation, with school. I mean, with COVID, you know, it's just not that exciting. And, you know, with the news and that getting worse, besides the point, it's just even in general, the motivation can just be so, so freaking low for a college student. So just to, I think these, all these things I'm saying are just, you know, some of the things that I need to obviously do more of, but I think everyone can benefit from as well. So, yeah, that's just what I believe in. In general, I just think it's so, so important as a college student to focus on the mental health in general, but also just really in final season, it's important to focus on the mental health, but also important, you know, to focus on your schoolwork, obviously, as well. I'm also going to include a quick recording of a YouTube video. It's about 5 minutes long. Feel free to skip it if you'd like. It is a finals week 6 study tips and tricks. And if you find it helpful, I'm going to include it in the podcast here for us.
Finals week is quickly approaching, and now it's crunch time. How you decide to manage your time and plan your studying over the next couple weeks will dictate how you perform on exam day. Stay tuned for 6 tips to help you ace your final exams. What's going on, guys? This is Jay from MedSchoolInsiders.com. Let's get straight to it. First and most importantly, go into the last couple of weeks with a plan. Get your calendar out and mark the days for each exam. Based on the test days, work your way back with how you want to review the information. For example, let's say you have a final on Monday, December 5th and another one on Thursday, December 8th. If the first test is much harder and requires more studying, you may focus solely on that and then only start studying for test 2 after finishing test 1. On the other hand, if the first test is easy, you may start studying for the second test well before your first test and then only study for test 1 a couple days leading up to it. This obviously depends on your course load and which finals you have, so figure out what works best for you. Now, when I say plan what you're going to study, I literally mean write out what chapters or what topics you plan to review for each day leading up to the exam. Final exams generally include all of the information since the beginning of the course. I recommend spending less time reviewing information that was tested on the midterm and more information from the second half of your course. This is for two reasons. First, you should already be familiar with information from the first half of the class. After all, you took a test on it, and therefore you will need less time to review it. Secondly, final exams generally favor information that hasn't already been assessed in prior exams. Meaning, even though the class is technically supposed to include information from the whole course, it probably includes a majority of information since after the midterm. Now, when you're making this plan, give yourself some wiggle room. You will probably fall behind on your schedule, so have a few catch-up blocks to account for this. Also, if you are not able to review all the information that you wanted to on your schedule, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. You can still totally do well on your exam. Now, don't neglect other areas of your life. True story, I had a friend in college who took pride in the fact that during finals week, he would not shower for 4 or 5 days straight at a time. That is disgusting. Please do not do this. It's important to remember that you can only study and absorb so much information in a day. By neglecting other areas of your life, you're not doing yourself any favors. Remember, you have to be well-rested, well-fed, healthy, and not stinky to maximize return on your studying and also performance come test day. Because you can only study so many hours in a day, longer hours yields diminishing returns. Therefore, efficiency is the name of the game. Schedule your study breaks around meals, errands, and exercise. For example, wake up, have breakfast, then study for 2 hours using Pomodoro. At your break, start laundry, then do another 2 hours of Pomodoro. Then have lunch, followed by another 2 hours of Pomodoro. At this point, you're probably pretty tired of studying, so go to the gym and get a workout in. I have more information on the Pomodoro technique in this video above. Use group study, but don't overdo it. Group study is excellent to maintain motivation and discuss difficult concepts. However, it also generally slows you down. Therefore, only group study occasionally. Have an agenda with the group as to what lectures or topics you all want to go over, and this will help keep you guys on track. Taking turns teaching difficult concepts to one another will also benefit everyone involved, especially in classes that are heavy on concepts and have essay-based questions. More on that next. So tailor your study approach based on the exam. For physics, math, or chemistry, doing loads of practice questions is probably one of the best ways to prepare for your exam. The exam is going to have a series of problems that you need to solve and show your work for. But remember, making sure you review and understand the mistakes you made are also equally important. So for more conceptual classes like neurophysiology or biology, essay questions are more common. Group study here is actually great to reinforce those difficult concepts. If you can teach a concept to someone else, chances are that you have a solid grasp of it and you're ready for the exam. For multiple choice questions, memorization is king. I recommend focusing on flashcards with spaced repetition. The gold standard for this is Anki. It's a free software for your computer, and I go over how to use it in this video above. Be sure to do your scheduled Anki cards every single day. Waiting until the last couple of days defeats the purpose of spaced repetition. I talk briefly about spaced repetition and incorporating Anki into your study routine in this video above. No all-nighters. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that pulling an all-nighter is the best way to improve your test score. In very, very rare situations is it ever a good idea to deprive yourself of significant sleep before an exam. It's more important for you to be sharp than for you to be cramming before your test. You'll be tired while studying and during test day. Additionally, you lose out on the benefits of REM sleep, which actually helps consolidate information you learned. Which brings me to another point. Going back to scheduling your study times and breaks, I recommend you study right before sleeping for this exact benefit. Information learned right before bed has greater rates of retention. Use this to your advantage. Alright guys, that is it for this video. If you found any of these tips helpful, please press the like button. New videos are coming out every week. Hit that subscribe button if you have not already, and I will see you guys in that next one.
I just want to talk about our sponsor of today's episode, Talkspace.com. Are you looking for an easier way to get therapy that you cannot travel, for instance, you just don't have the time? Well, Talkspace has online therapy appointments. And if you sign up with my code, College Therapist in all capitals, you can get 20% off your first online therapy appointment. Well, guys, I just want to bring you back here to end the episode. Thank you so much for listening to College Unlicensed Therapist. Check out for this episode to be uploaded at College Therapist Pod on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to listen for future episodes. Follow my social media. And also, just once again, thank you so much for listening. And once again, our sponsor, Talkspace.com, and use the code college therapist, all caps, to get 20% off your first online therapy appointment. And once again, thank you guys so much. See you in the next one.